I think that we need a council that is both enthusiastic, visionary, engaged, communicative. We need to be collaborative and we need to negotiate. They're the basic principles of what we need to do. We are the voice of the people. We're not there to dictate to people where we should go and what we should do, but we should be there to listen and take that on board. I think enough's been said about the recent events, cyclonic event. We're all on the same page. Every councillor wants the same outcomes. They all want the water to be fixed and they want the roads to be fixed. But where do I see us going in the future? I think that we need to look at diversifying industry in this area. The mill is teetering and we need to maintain it. If we can't maintain it, we need to look at an alternative industry to make sure that there's jobs will remain in the area. Cost of living, another big problem for every shire in the country. There is heaps of opportunity for us to tap into state and federal funding for community housing. That in itself will allow other families to remain in the area, and we just need to be able to manage that. Council has the capacity to take on community housing. So why aren't we doing that now? Why aren't we tapping into that and using that money, building affordable housing in the shire so we can keep families here? Future for our children, another big one. How many children grow up in the shire and leave and don't come back? We need to have opportunities for them to stay in this, and that means employment. And that means diversity in employment. We need to get the TAFE back in Mossman, look at doing things for trades in this area so children can stay here and work here. We need to look at maintaining our tourism status. We were the jewel of the crown in Queensland, and that slipped. We need to get that back. There's heaps of opportunity in this town, both Mossman, Port Douglas. We're diverse. They're very diverse. We look at what's going on north of the river at the moment and how they're struggling over there. There's talk about, do we build a bridge? Do we keep the ferry? Why can't we have both? Is that an opportunity or is it something we should be looking at? That's something that I'll be asking. I'll be putting all my councillors on notice, all the councillors on notice, whether I get in or I don't get in, that I will challenge them. I want us to have robust discussion and I want us to be open and honest. I think that we need to be held accountable and I think we need to be financially accountable. That is a massive thing for us. We don't need to waste money. We need to spend money responsibly because at the end of the day, it's the ratepayers' money. It's not the council's money. So we need to be held to account in that regard. We need to look at, it's been raised, transport, public transport between Mossman and Port Douglas. Most people can't afford to live in Port Douglas. Our hospitality industry can't afford to live here. Why can't we have them based in Mossman and transported backwards and forwards? A suitable bus service would adequately cater for that, and it would reduce the cost of living for those people as well. I think we need to look at the town plan. It's another big one that we need to have a look at. I'm not asking for carte blanche changes to the town plan, but we need to be flexible enough to allow increased development at a responsible level. So we need to make sure that it's economically responsible and it's environmentally responsible as well. But apart from that, I think we've got a choice now where there's a lot of enthusiastic councillors. We have an opportunity to vote in councillors that are visionary and forward-thinking, or we could just have more of the same. The ball's back in your court.